This is a demonstration of Coppercad's Add Fanout software. To load the program, we first launch the Application Manager menu by hitting Ctrl-B on the keyboard. And from the Application Manager menu, loading the skill program. When a skill program loads, we have three tabs available to us. The BGA Generator tab, which is used to generate fanout patterns for any size BGA. A Pattern tab, which is used to load patterns from a fanout library or create new patterns for that library. And a Copy tab, which is used to copy device patterns between devices and pin patterns between pins. The BGA menu tab has several options within it. The first option is to select the via pad stack. In this case, we're going to select the 12 thou via pad stack. We then have the option to fan out the dummy nets or not fan them out. In this case, we will select dummy nets with fan outs for this BGA. Fan out types. We have three types available: standard, one row extended, and two row extended. In this case, we're going to use a standard BGA fan out pattern. The dog bone offset. There are four options available. Now, the dog bone offset is defined as a distance between the BGA pad and the device on the via pad. In this case, we have 1/2 pitch, pin center, pin edge, and user defined distance. In this case, we'll select the 1/2 pitch. Pin sharing. We have the option to power pin share in a device 5 pattern and logic pin share in an infinite pattern signals within the BGA. In this case, we're not going to select either due to time constraints for the video. Fanouts to symbol. We have the ability to attach the fanout to the symbol or leave them unattached. Attaching them to the symbol means that the fanouts will be attached to the symbol and move as a single unit. This greatly speeds up placement when you're at that part of the design. C-line widths. We are able to set the C-line widths for logic and power net separately. In this case, logic width is set to 8th, and the power nets we're going to set to 16. Now, the power nets themselves are defined within the power net menu. The PowerNet menu is populated when the program first is launched, and it searches for PowerNets on power planes within the board and nets defined within a PowerNet schedule. You also have the option to manually edit this list and apply it to the software. Once all the parameters are entered, select the Add Fanout button at the bottom of the menu and click the target device. Fanout pattern is automatically added to the BGA, including, if you'll notice, the 16th out line width for the power nets. Now, if you decide you don't like this particular pattern, you can change it. In this case, let's try a two-row extended pattern. Click Add Fanout, select the target BGA, and the software automatically deletes the old fanout program and installs the new one you've selected. And once again, power nets are placed at a 16th out width as opposed to logic widths. Next tab we're going to look at is the Pattern tab. In this case, we're going to have a look at a QFP 128 pin device. We're going to set the C-line width to 16th thou for visibility, and we're going to search the pattern library for QFPs. In this case, we found 12 patterns within the library that can be applied to this device. Let's try the first one and load the pattern. Again, the pattern is loaded very quickly, and the user has the ability to decide if they want that pattern or if they'd like to try something else. We're going to try pattern 7 in this case now. And again, a completely different pattern, and then the user can decide whether or not this is suitable for their board. By having an extensive library, greatly speeds up the selection for the fanout patterns for the entire design. We're now going to look at a similar situation for DIL devices. In this case, we have four DIL devices, and we're going to search the pattern library for fanout patterns. Fanout library, we found that there's 7 patterns available. Let's try the first pattern and load it. And again, you'll notice very simple pattern, but again, the user may not want that. Let's try another pattern. Again, the user takes a look at it and decides they don't want it. Try the next pattern. And you can quickly decide if they want some of these patterns or not. And if they decide not, They can also create a venue pattern, save it to the library for next time in. Once you've selected your pattern, you then decide that you want to copy them to the rest of the devices within your design. In this case, I'm going to go to the Copy tab and select the device copy for the patterns. So I'm going to select device copy, select the first one, and then I can place it down on the next device. That's fine. Now we could also select that and use multi-select destination, which allows us to select one source for multiple destinations. So now we will copy that pattern to a third device, and then to a fourth device. But you'll notice the fourth device is rotated by 90 degrees. Now the software automatically detects the rotation, rotates the device back to zero, adds the pattern, and rotates it back, and the finished product is correct. Last situation we're going to take a look at is a case where we have a number of chip devices. Now, chip devices were initially fanned out using a single C-line and via. Then we've come back and decided that we wish to add four more vias to the fanout pattern. Now, we're going to use a pin copy command to copy it from the first pin to the second pin of the first device. Now, we copied it, but as you notice, the pattern's in the wrong orientation. Now, we can pick up that pattern again, rotate by 180 degrees, and drop it back down on the second pin. We've now completed our first device, and it's correct. Now we're going to go back to the copy device and copy that pattern from the first device, multi-select to the second device, third device. Now again, the fourth device has a 90 degree rotation, and now the fifth device, a 45 degree rotation, sixth device, a 30 degree rotation. Again, any rotation will copy the fanout pattern correctly. The last situation we're going to look at is where we want to copy a fanout pattern, but not just the fanout pattern, but everything that's connected to it, the associated circuitry. We have two DIL devices here that are routed past each other. They're not connected to each other, but the routing goes past each other. We're going to select the option at the top of the menu tab here, copy everything visible connected to the pin. We have a message that comes up that says, fanouts are defined as everything connected to pin. Are you sure you want to copy everything? Select yes. Now we pick device pattern. We select copy, select the device, and you notice all the routing visible connected to that device is copied. Routing that is not connected is not copied. Now I copy the first pattern. We decide we want to try that. We're going to go to the second pattern. This will show that it's a completely different pattern and that it routes past it. Here's the second device. This can be used to copy entire circuits from one device to another device, or especially on blinded berry boards, you can copy complex fanout patterns, which include multiple C lines on multiple layers with multiple vias from device to device or pin to pin. This ends the demonstration for CopperCAD's AdFanout software. For more information, please visit www.coppercad.com.